Okay, well, I think tonight's message is going to be rather short. We'll see if that turns out to be or not, but as the days were getting closer to time to preach, I just was hearing absolutely nothing from the Lord, and it was getting really close to time, and so I'm like, Lord, if you don't have anything, that's fine, I won't preach. But is there something I should share? And as I asked the Lord that, just Deuteronomy 10 came to mind. I didn't even know what was in that chapter, but I just felt like I should read Deuteronomy chapter 10. So I read through it, and as I did, a couple verses stood out to me. So I'm just going to share a little bit here on these verses. Oh, first, let me just pray. Heavenly Father, open our eyes. Help us to see as you see, and help us to do as you do. Amen. Okay. Wow. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. In some ways, there's some new things going on. We have a coronavirus. I don't think any of us here have lived through that before. There's lots of other things going on. We have protests going on. And while the protests are going on, the protests are for racial issues. And those racial issues have been there. Those are not new. It's just maybe for some of us, maybe it's a little more in our face. Things that maybe have been hidden to some of us are all of a sudden like, whoa, it's there. And there's protests and riots, and then there's political stuff going on, and elections are coming up, and all kinds of things just sweeping and swirling, and hate and anger and all this stuff. And it's a place where I just, every now and then I turn on the news for a moment and I'm just like, oh, just turn it off. Like, it's just so almost depressing. Like, Lord, help us. So, in the midst of all of this, I read through Deuteronomy chapter 10. And there's a lot in there, but I just want to pick out a couple verses. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. It says, at that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi. The Levites were to be the priesthood. The tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister and to pronounce blessings in his name as they still do today. And as I read that verse, it just boom, it just jumped off the pages. What is the priesthood? The priesthood, now we are believers, are the priesthood. A royal priesthood. And what is our duty? It says to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. The Ark of the Covenant. That's where the presence of God was. The presence of God. And the mercy seat was there, the place where mercy could be found. So the priesthood was to carry the Ark of the Covenant. They were to minister to the Lord. And so there was that one-on-one ministering relationship between the priest and God. The communion, the fellowship, the intercession, all that going on in the one-on-one. But then what? It says, and to pronounce blessings in his name. to pronounce blessings. The priesthood were there to bless the people. And it says, as they still do today. Well, this was written a long time ago, but it's still for today. And so I just want to just speak blessing, not only over just those of you who are listening to this message, but I want to speak it in the spirit and proclaim over a nation in turmoil, a nation angry, a nation struggling with so many things and issues and inequalities and all this stuff raging around. And I just want to speak blessing. Because you know, in Luke chapter 6, verse 28, it goes so far as to say, bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. So this isn't just for our friends. This isn't just for those who are real close or who do exactly what we want them to do. No, this blessing is to be spoken over all, even our enemies. That we would love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, and pray for those who mistreat us. And yes, there are issues in our day. And I'm not saying don't stand for truth and work to bring about change. But in the midst of this, as things may be rising up, can we just be a people who will bless, who will speak blessing over those, even to those who are coming against us, who are rising up against us? And so I just want to read a blessing from Numbers chapter 6. For those of you who have heard the song, you might want to listen to this again sometime. It's called The Blessing. Just look up on the internet, The Blessing. Carrie Job and some others have the blessing song. And it comes from this scripture passage. Oh, that the blessing of the Lord would be pronounced over our nation. So, I want to speak this over you, and I want to speak this over our nation. I want to proclaim this over our globe, and then I want to encourage you to proclaim it over those that you know. Because we are all part of the priesthood. It's not just me or those who get up and speak in front of other people. We are all the priesthood. This is our duty. Our duty is to carry the Ark of the Covenant, to stand before the Lord, to minister to Him, and to pronounce blessings in His name. So, from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, I just want to say, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. I want to speak this over the black community. I want to say, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. I want to speak this over the Native Americans. I want to say, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. I want to speak this over the Caucasians. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. I want to speak this over every tongue, tribe, and nation. Every people group. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Oh, and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. I want to speak this over my friends. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And I want to proclaim this over all those who might see me as an enemy. I don't have enemies. I don't take up enemies. But anyone who may see me as an enemy, oh, I just say the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. I speak this over those that I agree with, and I speak this over those that I disagree with. I say the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Over all, every one, every human being, every animal, over every part of this globe, I say the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And I'm going to continue on here. For all the police and firefighters and emergency personnel, I say the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. I proclaim this over my nation. I proclaim this over our government, those in governmental positions, those I agree with and those I disagree with. I say the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, if you were to mark our sins, the things that we have done wrong, if you were to mark our sins, not a one of us would stand. I certainly couldn't, for I have sinned. I have done wrong. I have done evil. Father, forgive me. And Father, forgive these. As you have commanded us to forgive as we have been forgiven, to show mercy as you have given us mercy. Father, in the same way that we forgive others, oh, forgive us. Father, I pray for the grace to forgive. I pray for the grace to forgive. Father, I pray for the grace for our nation to forgive. Amen. Now, lest you say, well, now wait a minute. So we're just supposed to turn a blind eye to everything going on and just not care about anything or anybody? No, 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 no. No, let's go to Deuteronomy 10 again. Let's read verse 18 about who God is. It says, the Lord defends the rights of orphans and widows. He cares for foreigners and he gives them food and clothing. And you should also care for them because you were foreigners in Egypt. He cares for the orphans and the widows. See, the orphans and the widows, especially in that time, still in today's society too, but especially back then, you know, the orphan is one who doesn't have parents. Parents aren't there for some reason. The ones who are there to, should be there to supply the child's needs, who should be there to protect the child, aren't there. Same with the widow. The protection, the provision isn't there. The foreigners, those who are in a foreign place, in an unknown place, don't know exactly how to get their needs met. And it says God defends the rights of the orphans and the widows, and he cares for the foreigners. He gives them food and he gives them clothing. Oh, it's his heart. Let us be his hands. Let us be his feet. And so again, not just the orphan and the widow, but you can expand that. It's those in need, those who don't have the protection that they ought to have. Those who don't have the provision that they ought to have. Those who don't have the instruction that they ought to have. Those who don't have the blessing. Because you see, the father in those families, in that society, the father would speak a blessing over the children. And I'm looking out and I'm seeing a fatherless generation. Sometimes missing a physical father, the father's not there for some reason. Other times there's a father, but the father doesn't realize his responsibility. And for whatever reason, we have a generation, we have a society, a fatherless generation, a fatherless society who has not had the blessing spoken over them, the blessing of the uniqueness of who they are, of the value that God places upon them, and the unique characteristics and giftings and callings upon their lives. And while I can't do specific one-on-one in a setting like this, I just say in general over you, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Oh, the Lord bless you, that you would know God, that you would hear the sound of your heavenly Father proclaiming over you who you are, proclaiming over you your identity, proclaiming over you your value. You are valuable. I want to speak this over a generation and say, you are valuable. You are necessary. You are needed. You are worth it all. You were worth God Himself coming down and laying down His life for you. You are worth his own blood shed for you. Oh, the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. Oh, the Lord keep you, that you would know the keeping of the Lord, that you would know the provision of the Lord, sustaining you, protecting you, delivering you out from the evil one. Oh, that the Lord would make his face shine upon you. The Lord make his face shine on you, that you would know the radiance, the brilliance, the wonderfulness of God's face shining on you, giving you light and hope and truth, that he would be gracious to you. Oh, the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Oh, for peace. Peace not like the world gifts, but a deeper peace. I mean, I'm thankful for physical peace when things all are lined up and nice and all that. I like that. But God gives a peace unlike the world gifts. God gives a peace that even in the midst of tribulation, even in the midst of people coming against us, we can still have peace. The peace of God that would guard our hearts and guard our minds. Thank you, Lord. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. Thank you, Lord. Father, bless this people. Bless this nation. Keep this nation. Father, shine your face upon this nation. Be gracious to this nation. Turn your face towards this nation. Give this nation peace. And Father, just as Jesus said on the cross, so I proclaim over this nation, I say, Father, forgive us, for we don't know what we are doing. Amen.